Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now, Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Right now, Great Plains Kubota is offering the new L2501 DT and loader for only $14,990. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in Stockyard City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We just might have the trifecta that President Donald Trump has been chasing for a while. We've already got the deal with the Japanese, their parliament passing their side of the limited trade deal with the United States that goes into effect the 1st of January, and that levels the playing field on tariffs, especially when it comes to beef and pork. Very important. Then we got the announcement of the breakthrough between the president and House Democrats on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA. It's expected the House will vote toward the end of this week on the ratification of that treaty. And then we've got a phase one trade deal with China apparently in the bag now. President Xi and President Trump agreeing to back off tariffs. In the case of the president, not instituting the tariffs that were to go into effect yesterday, additional tariffs, at the same time rolling back some of the older tariffs that have been around for a while. The Chinese promising to buy a lot of agricultural goods. Dave Solomonson with American Farm Bureau says that's a good thing.
$40 to $50 billion over 2 years would get us back to and maybe somewhat above where we were before the tariff impacts and the retaliation was put on starting a year and a half ago. But the content and the context of which this is going to happen may change. China has done a little bit different with their supply chains. As they bought less from us, will they buy the same products in the same amounts as they did before? Will there be some shifting around? Maybe some new products. Hopefully we'll regain what we had and grow.
One area that could be very positive, China reported to be giving up its restrictions on growth hormones for beef. That could really open up the opportunity to sell a lot of beef into the China market sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, circling back around to USMCA, some Senate Republicans appear to be unhappy with the final agreement on changes to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement worked out between the White House and House Democrats. They feel like they were frozen out of the process and that the final agreement, a couple of areas, simply too liberal. Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey is especially unhappy with the administration, describing the deal as a terrible new standard for future trade agreements. Meanwhile, current Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas will be retiring very soon at the end of 2020. So the logical question now is who will replace him. Roberts, longtime senator from Kansas, says he expects John Bozeman of Arkansas to take his spot as chair. He says that he thinks Bozeman will be an excellent committee chair for the Senate Agriculture Committee. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 19th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 14,000 head to be offered, 4,000 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.